Good evening, Dennis, and thank you for joining us after this game here at the CR MOT Centre Community Stadium against Kettering Town. So, finally, a 90-minute performance.
Yeah, you said right, it was a 90-minute performance. I was hanging on at the end a little bit, but they are a good side. But we've worked so hard, you know what I mean, and you know, certain players haven't had 90 minutes, so we did tail off a little bit at the end, but... And the most important thing tonight is we've got the work ethic that I'm looking for 90 minutes, and that ended up giving us the result.
What pleased you the most out of the performance tonight, Dennis?
Well, the way they responded to the changes, because that's the first time we played 4-3-3. But we felt with the way Kettering played that they're really good on a second phase after they, you know, we win the header, they then go direct to the 11. And then once we win the header, they go and support from there and they pick up a lot of second ball. So we just tried to make sure the midfield was compact. And we tried with the three up front that we could try and pin their fullbacks in because the right fullback for them likes to get on. So we just changed it, bit of a gamble, but it seemed to work. And we worked hard in that shape. So in the end, it was really pleasing.
With that formation as well, both Tyrell Waite and Cameron Johnson really had to put a shift in on the wings, didn't they?
They did. You know, Tyrell got the man of the match. He worked really hard. He had a couple of good moments. You know, could have scored in the first half. You know, Verms was, I thought, was exceptional up front, playing as the nine to go and win balls for us and hold the ball up so we can get up the pitch and have the flair of players, in a sense, with Tyrell and Cam to play off of him. I thought Verms done excellent up there as well, so faultless with a front three. And the three worked really well in the field.
Well, obviously it was a much improved performance by the Lambs this evening. Still not that first win. That first win still eludes you, but you must feel that you're getting closer now.
Yeah, you know, that's our class it is your fourth game in a sense, because obviously the cup matches are cup matches. That's our fourth league game. You know, we've had two clean sheets. But it was disappointing to lose to Reggie obviously on Saturday, but... You know, we're trying to go in the right direction. You know, you can't change a whole team overnight the way you want to play. You know, I want to press from the front. If you haven't got the players to press from the front, you can't press from the front. So you have to bring the players in. You can't always bring the players in because you've got to get players out. So it's not as simple as what it is, but I think we're getting there bit by bit. I think the players we've brought in have improved the situation with work ethic and ability. And we'll keep trying each week to try and improve. We'll try and bring one or two more in if we can. And I'm sure, you know, in five or six games, you'll see a team that's consistently winning.
Well, after Saturday's performance here at home to Redditch United, you labelled the squad as mentally weak. Do you think you have maybe changed your opinion on one or two of them this evening?
Well, not really. You know, because one or two that played Saturday didn't play today. I'm not saying the whole squad's mentally weak. I'm saying in certain areas, it only takes one person to have a lapse of concentration for you to lose a game of football. So I'm not saying the whole 11 were mentally weak. But it was just disappointing Saturday that once the goal went in, we seemed to crumble. So we didn't stand up and be candid. So that's what I thought was mentally weak there, that we didn't, you know, show a little bit more substance to go on and win the game once they got a goal to make it 1-0. We were still obviously more than in it. So no, I don't change my opinion. You know, I expect better, especially playing for Tamworth, who should be a team challenger at the right end of the table. And I'm not going to accept second best. You know, we want to go and try and do something great this season. So I won't be happy until we get there.
Well, we look forward now to next Tuesday's our next game against AFC Wolverhampton in the Birmingham Senior Cup with no league game this weekend. Is that maybe something that frustrates you? Would you rather have played at the weekend and built on tonight's performance?
Yeah, of course.
Look forward to Tuesday.
Yeah, because tonight looked like it was promising. And I think, you know, if we'd have played, you know, a good percentage of the teams in our league tonight with that performance, we'd have probably got ourselves a result. But no, you know, we want to go through in that cup. It's a Birmingham Senior Cup, so a lot of prize at stake playing your local cup. So we'll play a first team squad, albeit players that haven't had games tonight and that will get a chance to play 90 minutes. And then we've got a massive game against Gainsborough on the Saturday. So we need to play well Thursday and Saturday, play well Tuesday and prepare right for Gainsborough because we want to go through in the competition.
Okay, Dennis, thank you for your time this evening.
Thanks, mate.